Hello, thank you very much for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I thank each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice right now. So today, I want to talk about how our prejudices define us. But before I get into that, I want to mention our partner, Organifi. Now, if you're looking for the best tasting green juice on the market to give your body a break from all this holiday eating that I know we've all been doing, and you need to give your body some help in cleansing some of that stuff out, visit OrganifiShop.com. Use the promo code DeCourcy15 in order to get 15% off of your entire order. And as usual, I'll have notes in the, I'll have links to all of that stuff in the show notes and the spelling of my name to make sure that you get your percentage off. So now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about our prejudices. Now, let me preface this by telling you a very quick story. This was back in times of Vietnam War. And there was a family who lived in New York, and they had a young son who was off fighting the war. Well, it was about time for him to come home. So he actually makes it into port in San Francisco, and he calls his parents up to let them know that he's alive and well, he's on his way home, he can't wait to see them. Parents are all excited, they're happy to hear from him, they can't wait to see him either. And then the son tells them that he has a friend that he wants to bring home with him. And the parents agree. They're like, yeah, we'd love to meet him. Bring him on by. Then the son explains further, this is a war buddy. He's coming to stay with us. He's not coming just for a visit. He's going to be here with us for a while. He doesn't have any friends. He doesn't have any family members that can help him out. And I want him to come live with us. And parents still thought about it, but they still agreed. They said it was a good idea. Bring your friend on by. We'd be more than happy to have him. Then the son explained that this friend stepped on a landmine and he is now missing one leg and one arm. So then the parent's attitude kind of changed, and the father tried to explain to his son that it would be a terrible burden for them to try and take on taking care of somebody in that position. They didn't understand why this person didn't have a family that would be willing to take care of him. Parents put their foot down and they said, no, this now he can't come stay because we didn't have all this information and it would be too much of a burden for us. So son wished his parents well. He said he would be home. He said goodbye and hung up the phone. 2 days later, the parents in New York got a call from the authorities in San Francisco saying that they believe it was their son that was dead. He fell off of a building. You need to come and identify the body. The parents board the first plane that they could get to San Francisco to identify this body. And when they see him, to their horror, they see that their son has only one arm and one leg. Now, this story only reminds me about how quickly we are to judge other people. And how if the shoe is on your foot, instead of you pointing finger at somebody else, how would you react? The story kind of touched me, especially in times that we're living in now, this political climate that we've got going on, where everyone is so willing to judge and point out things that other people are doing. So let me tell you something. A lot of us think that our ideas and our prejudices, they are our own. Meaning that people think that they think of this stuff like by themselves. Unfortunately, a lot of the times our prejudices are given to us when we're very young and we didn't have a choice, we didn't have a say-so in the matter. So then we live our lives basically through the lens of the prejudices that or the ideas that were given to us. So most of the time in our lives, instead of seeking out new information, what we seek out is called confirmation bias, which basically means we seek out things that just confirm what we already believe. So if you were brought up seeing and you were told that the sky was red, for example, you'll notice it when the sky is red. like say for instance there's sunset, the sun is low, the light is hitting off the clouds in a particular way, and you see that red tinge, that'll just confirm your belief. You'll seek out news cycles, you will seek out other people, and you will seek out books that confirm that belief that the sky is red. So what we have to do is, I got a couple of tips to kind of combat that. Now, my first tip for that is don't be afraid to expand your mind. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be brainwashed into a new way of thinking. That doesn't mean that anyone's trying to bamboozle you or pull some wool over your eyes. It's only saying don't be afraid of new ideas. Number two, think for yourself, which is pretty self-explanatory, but how do you draw that line where you're abandoning your thoughts and ideas that were handed to you versus you thinking for yourself? I can tell you with step number three. Step number three is to ask questions on why others believe what they believe, and then you actually listen to what they have to say. So the only way to get out of your own comfort zone or to get out of your own prejudices is to broaden your world. You broaden your world by putting yourself in other people's shoes. And you do that by asking questions, going out and experiencing new things, maybe going hanging out with another community other than your own, or going to seek out people purposefully who are different than you and then hearing from their side. So number four would be to question your own assumptions. And you've heard of the old saying, when you assume something, it makes a you-know-what out of you and me. And that was the something that you hear all the time, but does it really click? Most of the time when you assume something, a lot of times you're jumping to the wrong conclusion and you're assuming the wrong thing. So, like I said, we need to stop actively seeking out the data that makes us feel good about our choices. And we're seeking out that confirmation in our own beliefs. Because a lot of times when you're faced with something that's different than what you're already thinking, you'll completely reject it, you'll ignore it, you won't even listen to it most of the time. So on top of the idea about our prejudices being given to us before we had a choice in the matter, let me also talk about staying focused and not getting distracted. Now, I have a little confession to make. If you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you might have noticed a small gap in recordings. I was used to recording at least once a week, but then I got distracted. The last episode of the podcast I recorded was actually during the midterm election. So somewhere back around November the 6th was the midterms for the United States. And a lot of the states were going to the polls and we were voting for like governors and school superintendents and things that are frankly really important to the majority of people. So yeah, I got distracted by that. I had some family issues going on. Of course, I got distracted by that. So I had to really sit down and snap myself back into keeping going forward with plans that I have, other things that I want to get done so I can take my life to the next level. So that also got me to thinking how to do that, how not to get distracted, and how to stay focused. The society that we live in, this culture that we live in, is based on distraction. We have a news cycle that recycles itself like even less than 24 hours. You can hear a news story at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 5 o'clock in the evening, that story has already run its course, and it's on to the next. You look at electronics, the rate at which they're coming out with electronics faster and faster, with these incremental upgrades or incremental boosts in speed or maybe a different camera, that cycle is getting smaller and smaller. I can remember when I was younger, we had cell phones. They would last for like 2 years, and they would actually last. They wouldn't be slowing down, kind of like they ran a marathon and they're just inching across the finish line. They would actually last their entire time. We had phones for years back in the day. Now with all the iPhones and the Android phones, their cycle is like, what, once every 6 months almost, it seems like. They got a new product coming out. It's a distraction. So yeah, our culture, the way that we live in this world, things are moving at a hectic pace. Your job gets hectic. Dealing with your family is hectic. Definitely hard to stay focused. So let me tell you what it takes. Let me tell you what you have to build up in order to resist being distracted. It takes discipline. A lot of people are kind of scared of that word discipline because it has like that restrictive connotation to it. Like you're going to have to hold yourself back. Kind of like when you're dealing in the financial world and you hear somebody saying you have to develop a budget. And a lot of times people don't want to do that because it sounds restrictive. It sounds like you're going to have to give something up. When you discipline yourself, I actually believe the opposite. I believe that actually opens you up to be able to live the life that you want. It also takes courage. Let me explain about courage. So if you have a dream put on your heart, you got a goal that you're going after, there's going to be all kinds of obstacles that are going to come up against you. There's going to be people that's going to try to talk you out of whatever it is that you want to do. You might even have try to talk yourself out of your dream by listening to negative talk or listening to other people telling you that you can't do it. It takes courage to overcome that stuff. It takes discipline to be able to keep going day by day, week by week, month by month. But then it also takes that courage to keep going. You got to have that courage even if you don't see immediate returns on the time that you're putting in or maybe the money that you're putting in. It's definitely a grind. When they say the grind is real, it is real. And a lot of times what you don't see, especially on social media, you don't see the day-to-day things that keep people on track. You don't see when people wake up at that 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and they get their morning meditation in, or they get that coffee in like clockwork, or they get that Organifi green juice in every day. There's certain steps that people take every day. And whether you're successful or not, even if you're not successful, there are steps that you are taking every day that keeps you from being successful. The same thing goes for people who are. So you really have to take a step back and make sure that you are disciplined to a fruitful daily routine. If you have to write out your calendar and have times blocked off for every little thing, then that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to find what works for you. Not everybody's schedule or routine can be the same thing. So when you discipline yourself and when you have that courage to block out all the distractions and keep on going, I guarantee you that's when you're going to start to see some success. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be like next week's success or next month, maybe even next year's success. There are some people that their grind goes on for years and years. But at the end, when you get to where you want to go, you've won, which is what it's all about. You keep going every day, you keep moving forward, keep stepping forward every day, then you've won. And that's what I want to give you today about staying focused and keeping discipline. And I don't want people to get scared of those words because, yeah, it's work. It sounds like work, and yes, it is work to be disciplined. If you need to get on an exercise routine, it takes discipline to every day have that time at the gym for yourself. Or if you know that you need to get out more and network and meet different types of people, that definitely takes courage. So those are the two words for this podcast here, is discipline and courage. And I hope everyone takes advantage of that infinite power that you have in yourself to be able to discipline yourself to do whatever it is that you need to do, and the courage to shake off the naysayers and brush off the negative talk and even block out your own negative talk. So that's what I have for you today. I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to also point out our Facebook page here, where you can go visit. I'll have a link for that in the show notes as well, called Uplifting Words also. And I have daily doses of encouragement and motivation here as well. And don't forget to check out our partner, man. Check out Organifi. I'm serious on that. Like, I take that every day, and I walk around with a bottle of the green juice in the morning. Everybody asks me, man, what are you drinking? And I'm like, it's Organifi. This time of the year when people are getting sick and not feeling good, and I'm not feeling any of that. I'm feeling just great. So I'm telling you, check out OrganifiShop.com. Like I said, the link will be in the show notes. If you find value from this podcast, please share it. Please share it on your Twitter, on your Facebook, all of that stuff. Let's help spread positive message to the world. I feel in my heart that we need it more than ever now. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate each and every one of you listening, and I will see you in the next episode.